In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Mount of Olives marks momentous moments. There, Jesus prayed that his Father would remove the cup. There he was betrayed. There he will ascend into heaven, and there he sends two disciples to fetch a donkey and her colt. Holy Week begins on the Mount of Olives. Olives denote peace, for the Prince of Peace has come to fulfill the angel's words to the shepherds. God and man will be reconciled, for the King will shed his divine blood to atone for sin and to quench the wrath of God. He sends two of his disciples, for by the testimony of two witnesses, Scripture says, everything will be established. They brought the donkey and the colt, put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. The scriptures must be fulfilled. 500 years before this triumphal entry, the prophet Zechariah spoke of these animals and of this procession. And seven centuries before this day, Isaiah said, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him." He doesn't just have salvation, but this king is your salvation. His flesh is life and his blood is life-giving. He will shed it for the life of the world. Praise surround him, but humility adorns him. He is the chosen lamb marked for slaughter. They remove their garments to pave the way, but his garments will be stripped from him and divided. They cut down tree branches to mark his path to victory, a path that soon will turn bloody, as a tree stripped of its branches serves as his cruciform altar. Behold the Lamb of God who processes into his holy city to take away the sins of the world. The hosannas are quite appropriate. Hosanna means, Lord, save. We cannot read their hearts to know exactly what they meant by these words. Some probably wanted freedom from the Romans. Politics was on everyone's mind at the time of the Passover, for they recalled how God had delivered them from Egypt. Others probably wanted him to save them from their sicknesses, diseases, their pain, their hunger, their suffering. Still others are probably caught up in the emotions of the crowd. Crowds often take a life on a life of their own. And still others do confess him as their God and their Lord and their Savior. Weeds are always mixed in with the wheat. But whatever the reason for their crying out, their words are quite appropriate. He came to save. He processed to save. His name was Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So, dear Christian, sing your hosannas. Cry out to him for salvation, for you are children of the heavenly Zion, and your King comes to you. He will save you from all that burdens you. He will save you from political pressures, illnesses, and all types of the flu, not just one. He will save you from cancer, heart disease, and high blood pressure, from weakening joints and a failing mind, from abusive relationships and from the despair of loneliness. Like the crowds, we don't just have one thing on our mind, but there are many things that we recognize Christ must save us for. But unlike the crowds, we also recognize who he is. He is the King of Peace, the Son of David, our God who has come in the flesh to lay down his life so that we might be set free. He has come to take away the sins of the world. So we know that regardless of what he takes away in this earthly life, death will still come, sin still is present. We long for that day when he will take away our sins. And then we will be holy as he is holy. And we will be free from death. For the wages of sin has brought this haphazard, chaotic life down upon us. Our guilt is more than we can bear, for we are fallen creatures. None of us can make up for our own sins or remove our guilt. We are just as fickle as the crowds. One moment we love him, the next we're indifferent, or to say it slightly differently. One moment we long for his word and sacraments, the next moment we ignore them. We go through the motions. One moment we're fervent in prayer, the next we skip it. Like the disciples, we fall asleep when we should watch and pray. It's easier to flee than to boldly confess the truth. It's easier to be silent than to say, we are a disciple of Jesus of Nazareth. We wonder how the disciples can often get Jesus so wrong, misunderstand who he is, even as we wonder why he hasn't answered our prayers. Dear friends, the disciples are images of you. You too misunderstand how he saves. It is only by God's grace that our failures, our misunderstandings, and our words are not recorded on the pages of Scripture for all the world to read. Lord, save us from ourselves. Hosanna to the Son of David. King David had many sons, but only the Messiah would be called the Son of David. He is David's son, yet David's Lord. Jesus, the divine Son of David, will rule over Israel with grace and love and mercy and truth. Cry out to him in your hour of need, no matter what your trouble is, for he will deliver you from them all. To stop COVID, we shut down everything. To save ourselves, we shut down everything. And the unintended economic, mental, emotional, financial consequences mounted. This should teach us that we cannot save ourselves. To stop cancer, we pump our bodies full of poison, and the unintended consequences are great. This should teach us that we cannot save ourselves because we cannot deal with it all. We can't remove all the difficulties of life, but some we must just continue to live with. But the salvation that Christ brings has no unintended consequences, no side effects. Nothing ever gets worse. He has handled it all and has forgotten nothing. Who else can do that? Only Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. He has conquered justice. He has righted the wrongs. He has restored order and brought peace. His enemies cringe before him, even as he welcomes sinners into his kingdom. How can he do this? By his garments, garments soaked in the blood of his own sacrifice. He removed sin and death and accomplished all his Father sent him to do. Blessed is he. Blessedness denotes a state of approval before God. Remember at his baptism, and remember the Father's words. Remember his transfiguration. Remember the Father's words. He's not simply showing off his power, proving that he is God. But once again, he receives divine approval as Moses and Elijah speak about his death. Today, the Father's choice processes to the altar to undo Adam's sin and our curse. Today, we sing with the crowds the words of the psalmist. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. So driven forward by your hosannas, the Lamb of God will be bound to the cross, for by that cross the Prince of Peace will establish peace. He answers your cries by his cross. He fixes all your problems by his cross. So cheerfully he goes to his death, so that you might be set free. In this moment, in a brief moment, the cry of Hosanna will adorn your lips once more. It's no coincidence that this comes immediately before the Holy Supper. He answers your prayers. Salvation comes to you. He is your meat and your drink indeed. Faith lives upon none other. For you have but one Son of David, one Savior who touches your lips, who cleanses your tongue and takes away your guilt. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.